This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today, Cecil, when you're hearing this at least, is the 4th of July.
It's the 4th of July.
It is Independence Day, and in honor of Independence Day, our wonderful, talented employee, Sarah.
That's the wrong music.
No, I don't know. It's all the same to me. Any of that swelling orchestral shit all feels the same. She made these shirts. That's right, Cecil.
The Bob's Burst.
The most American shirts that have ever been in all the... I'm moving my microphone.
My glasses, I'm so old.
Moving my microphone.
I can't even see, Tom. I can't even see the thing to zoom in.
I wanna tell the audience what we've got here. The most American possible shirt.
Move over.
Move over.
There you go. Now move your mic.
Now I gotta move the mic this way.
There you go. American shirts.
We've got not just a wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah, no, not just the wolf. No, because that's... I mean, as good as that is...
And it is good.
That's good.
That's good.
It's not as good.
It's not as American.
What's the second thing that's howling, Tom?
An eagle.
A bald eagle.
A bald eagle.
Caw-caw!
Is cawing at the moon. And then, of course, the centerpiece, the pièce de résistance.
The bombs bursting in air. It's amazing.
Is Jesus in an American flag robe.
He does. He has more than one gun, too.
And... outfitted with an AR-15.
And guns. And he has guns as well. He's got big guns. Yeah. Guns for the gun show. Couple of different kinds.
How patriotic do you feel right now?
I'll tell you right now.
Wearing these shirts.
Gosh, man.
My freedom. I feel the freedom coming out of my pores.
Freedom hard on. Right now. I'm wearing the same thing. Tom got me a plan. We are matching today with...
Matchy, matchy.
4th of July, baby. So we got a 4th of July show for you. A funny show with also some horrible stories.
Does your neighborhood light up with fireworks like crazy?
It's so... My cats are normally pretty good, but thunder scares my cats. They don't like thunder. And I think they learned it from the older one who doesn't like thunder. So the two young ones, they take their cues from the old one.
Sure.
And so when he scrambles, they scramble. And so, because they think, well, shit, clearly there's a wrecking ball coming toward me. And then they're just like a wheel of fur and claws, and they just shoot somewhere underneath of something. And so they don't like thunder. So for the most part, little pops don't matter.
Right.
But it's the fucking half sticks of dynamite and the 25-minute mortar thing that goes off down the street that really will, that'll kind of freak them out. So yeah, but yes, to answer your question, it's pretty much insanity here until about 4 a.m.
I don't care that much on the 4th of July. I feel like I'm willing to concede the day, right? I'll concede the day.
It's going
to
be garbage anyway.
To the Yahoos.
Right? Yeah, it's garbage.
You know, set your house on fire, whatever you want to, blow your fingers off, whatever you want to do to celebrate your liberty.
Explodinate.
It's fine. Go buy Chinese fireworks and go to the emergency room for freedom. Whatever it is that you want to do. What makes me crazy is this, like, the week leading up to and like leading after, where just intermittent explosions
that
randomly happen. What is that?
So far this year, it's been low. So we are at this point 5 or 6 to 7 days.
7 days, yeah.
And I have only heard a couple of big bangs and some pops. There hasn't been a lot. I think that the air just isn't saturated with freedom like it normally is.
That's the thing. My new neighborhood is much less freedom heavy than my old neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah,
my old neighborhood was dripping with freedom.
Yeah, a lot of
freedom. And the freedom rained down like cordite from the sky for two solid weeks.
Wouldn't you like to just stand outside and be like a live streamer outside of a fucking emergency room and just watch all those people coming
in? I just interview them about their freedom.
They're just holding like a bloody rag in their hand as they walk in. I learned at a young age, don't fuck with fireworks. I burned the shit out of my hand with a bottle rocket once.
Did you?
I was aiming it. I think I told the story once. I was aiming it at a train like an asshole.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Train's coming by. Yeah, right. And there's a lot of wind. So I cut my hands and I lit the fuse and I had it in a bottle or I had it in my hand, I think, and I was going to throw it. And what happened was is I lit it, but the fuse was blown by the wind so much that it basically like was like a fast fuse and it went and it just immediately started shooting that shit out and
right.
It fused my hand to it immediately. So I had to tear it out of my hand and throw it. And I was really, really burnt for a long time. And I was like, I'll never do that again. Learned about that really. And I was like, never do that again. And so like many years later, there was a bunch of people who bought a bunch of fireworks and I'd be like, I'll be over here with Zima or whatever.
I ain't doing that. Yeah.
I played with fireworks like every teenage boy plays with fireworks. But I feel like fairly swiftly I was done with fireworks. You know, I never got hurt, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
I never got hurt. But like by the time I was 18, 19, it was like, hey, you want to do fireworks? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't. I'm bored already.
Yeah,
the fireworks I do are nowhere near as good as the fireworks I can go see.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And there's no cleanup.
Yeah.
I go see them. And somebody else does all the work and they're better. Why do I want to spend my money having a shitty display that scorches the driveway and then I got to sweep up later? That's a bad time to me.
The amount of money you have to spend on fireworks. And then in order to really enjoy them, like get your money's worth out of them, you've got to light them when it gets dark, which is like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, right.
And then you've got to light them and you got to light them one at a time. Because if you light them like a bunch at a time, you're just like, and you're like, oh, no, I'm done. It's stupid.
Right.
Instead, you want to light them off. And so everything's just a bottle rocket. And after a while, you just sit back and you think, why am I doing this over and over? My friends would buy, I had friends who bought fireworks every year. They'd travel to Indiana and come back. Because in Illinois, you cannot, you could not. I don't know if you can anymore now, but you certainly couldn't when I was younger.
But if you're an eyelash over the border,
you could.
There's nothing but fireworks.
They will stuff them down your pants.
For real.
They'll just like reach down your pants and be like, welcome to Indiana. Here's some fireworks, boy.
When you cross the border.
Here's a gun you don't need a permit for. And a fucking,
When you're driving on I-80 and you cross the border into Indiana, it is nonstop fireworks and strip clubs for at least 20 miles.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
They give you bullets that you don't need an ID to buy.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah.
They give you I remember walking in there and being like, hey, here's my foil. We're like, we don't take that around here, boy. And I'm like, so you just sell bullets to anybody who wants them. Yep.
Yep. If you got cash, you got bullets.
I will be leaving Indiana very shortly.
With these bullets.
But yeah, they do that. They could either buy ammo, or you could buy bottle rockets, or you could buy the smell of fertilizer and cow shit.
Right.
You don't actually buy it. That's free.
That's free.
Free smells.
The trailer it's meth. Like fucking, the free smells
like
of Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Free smells, baby.
They should put the free smell sign up on the trailer that the meth is being made out of. Free smells.
You look in and you just fucking fall right back over.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get started.
Let's do some stories.
Let's get started. Speaking of free smells.
This story comes from Korea Jongang Daily. North Korea flies 260 feces-filled balloons across the border to the south.
I got to show a picture of this.
You guys, this is the second time now.
This is in
recent history.
This is a poop balloon.
That North Korea has just tied balloons to, like, they did this with garbage not that long ago, like cigarette butts and stuff.
It looks like a turd.
Now they're sending their turds over.
It looks like, well, I know it's a bag, but it looks like one turd that somebody like lasted. Here's the thing about this. You know, you have to touch it.
Yeah, man.
Like, I never understood the people who would say, you know, I'm gonna collect some poop in a bag and I'm gonna put it on Joe's fucking stupid, and I'm gonna light on fire. He's gonna stomp on it. But like, but you gotta get it dirty in it first. Like I don't know how you show somebody something by you getting poop on you.
Right.
That doesn't. I don't understand.
I'm covered in shit, but so are you. Okay. But you were covered in shit first and on purpose. So who's the idiot?
Did you ever prank people like that with like a bag of poop or anything?
I've never
like
done
that?
The poop prank. Never. Have you done the poop prank?
No, never, never. No. I wasn't a prank kid that much.
Yeah, I feel like North Korea, their prank war game here is honestly a little weak.
It's a little low. What are they gonna ding dong ditch them? They run over to the little like walkway that they get. Why they press the button and they run away real fast into the.
At my old house, that when I just moved from, we got ding dong ditched a number of times when we moved in. And I thought it was delightful.
Did you?
I was like, I've never been ding-dong ditched before. This is great. I am no longer the ding-dong ditcher. I am the ding-dong ditch-e. This is like it was a rite of passage to be ding-dong ditched. I thought it was great. Like, because you know somebody is running around, like, just chortling with mirth and delight.
They're just having fun. And of the pranks that you can get pranked, that's harmless. One of the least...
Harmless.
Least impactful. It's like you wasted... 15 seconds of my time.
Yeah.
Way better than you getting some gloves on and picking up poop and putting it in surgically placing it in a bag and then
or like
all that
balancing
work.
It on like your dad's trowel, like gardening trowel, and you're not gonna clean it when you put it back or whatever. Because kids are shit, right? They're just like use your stuff.
Sure.
I did that to my dad all the time. He would have like all these tools and shit in the garage, and I would just use it for whatever I wanted and then like leave it out in the rain. Because I was an asshole kid.
Oh, your dad hated that.
It made him crazy because that's his stuff. This is where we're at now, guys. Let me just read. I'm going to read chunks of this. This is from a Tallahassee Democrat. Challenges our authority. School board in Florida bans book about book bans.
When you open this book, it's a Russian nesting doll of other books. You open it up and then you reach in.
I got to read some of this article because it's so, we've just descended into such fucking like circle jerk, like Ouroboros chaos right now. I don't even know. School officials in Indian River County have banned a book about book banning. The school board last month voted to remove Ban This Book by Alan Gratz from its shelves, overruling its own district book review committee's decision to keep it. The children's novel follows a fictional fourth grader who creates a secret banned books locker library after a school board pulled a multitude of titles off the shelves. The school board members said they disliked how it referenced other books that had been removed from the schools.
You have to scrub your memory. You have to go to see that guy from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
For real.
So you have to remove every knowledge, every piece of knowledge of like fucking all boys are blue or something.
Right, yeah. We're Voldemorting the books. Like it's the book that must not be named.
You can't name it or you get fucking detention or whatever.
How fucking afraid of an idea are you?
Like whack your knuckles with a ruler.
You can only read it if you have no nose or whatever.
So
like
good.
Fucking Voldemort. This is fucking insane. I want to read what the author had to say about it. So scroll down just a little bit because it's fucking crazy. He says, I call the Indian River County decision incredibly ironic. Quote, they banned the book because it talks about the books that they have banned and because it talks about book banning.
This is
Inception level book banning.
He had a bet with somebody that he could get a sentence in the news with ban in it that many times.
If
only Steve Bannon was the one who called.
Steve Bannon bans a book?
Steve Bannon bans a book about book bans.
This is a crazy tongue twister.
Pick a peck of peckers.
Steve Bannon bans a book about book banning. I can't even. I'm not even sure I can do it. Steve Bannon bans the books about book banning. Well, that's really actually hard. Florida, you fucking lost the thread.
Oh,
you have fucking completely lost the thread.
These people.
What are you so afraid of?
They are terrified of any kind of information.
Chicken shits.
And it's so funny because like. They're the ones who scream about cancel culture.
Yeah.
They're the ones who say, oh, it's cancel culture is so bad. It's so ridiculous. Can't do anything anymore. And you're like, you're the ones canceling things. And for kids, you're the one who goes out of your way. You're the snowflake who's so hurt by this that you need it canceled.
Well, and like what a huge difference too. Like cancel culture, if you're going to accept that anything such as cancel culture exists, the way that it would work is that organically, people decide they've had enough of whatever bullshit is out there and they make a big fuss about it. Just people in mass.
Yeah.
And then as a result, there's some action where somebody's like persona non grata anymore. Yeah. Right. That's typical or
can't get a job anymore.
Right. Or somebody shows up to speak and they are deplatformed. Yeah. Right. But book banning is an institutional decision. It is a decision by those in power to reduce access. It is not the same thing as like when people from the grassroots up.
That's why they like it though then.
That is.
Because they like authoritarianism. Yeah. They don't like the other way around.
Cecil, and that's actually a great point. Scroll up in the article, or let me see the article at the top again, because they actually say that without saying it. Because what they say is that the school board accused it of teaching rebellion of school board authority. So that is actually literally it. They are authoritarians who see this book as a challenge to their authoritarianism, to their top-down control as the party of small government, of course, as their top-down control of the thoughts and minds of small children.
Which is why they hate the idea of cancel culture or consequence culture, because they want to be able to say, I can say whatever I want, because the way in which I say it, whatever I want, is through my authority.
That's exactly right, yeah.
This story is so fucking heartwarming.
This is a feel-gooder.
This is so good.
This is a so feel-gooder, guys. CNN, a pet donkey disappeared in California 5 years ago. He's been spotted living with a herd of wild elk. He's not just living with the herd of wild elk. He's their, like, protector.
He's living his best life. And he's, like, their... It's so adorable. Because humans like to keep other pets and things and like to have interspecies relationships, we also think other things need interspecies relationships too. So like when, you know, the seal and the penguin like curl up together, we're like, aww.
Like they're buddies.
And we're the same way when it comes to this. We're like, aww. So I'm going to play this.
The donkey and the elk.
I'm going to play this video just so you could see it.
I just bumped these elk and there's a donkey with them.
Look at that donkey. He's Willow.
He's their buddy.
I can't get rid of the thing either. I'm sorry. There it is. He's just walking with him, chilling.
This guy's a hunter out hunting. And he's like, he spots this herd of elk and he just sees this fucking burrow. Just chilling out.
What I love is that like you said, in the wild, they'll chase away predators. That's why you keep them around too, your livestock.
Right.
Is because they'll bar their teeth, they'll kick at them, they'll make a bunch of noise.
They can get pretty vicious.
And they can get vicious. They can bite people and pull. I've seen, there's a video, I don't know if it was a horse or a mule, I don't know which one it was, but there's a guy like beating it, like smacking it, like hitting it, and then he turns to walk away and it grabs him by the back of the neck and just fucking, it looked like it gave him whiplash like you wouldn't believe because it pulls him to the ground. And you're like, yeah. Its fucking neck muscles are the size of your fucking torso.
Yeah, yep.
Of course it's going to pull you like it wants to, whenever it wants to, wherever it wants
Everything in nature is so much stronger than we
so
are.
So much stronger.
Have you seen the video, just a quick aside, have you seen the video of like these big huge Jack gym guys playing tug of war with one lioness?
No.
It's amazing. There's this video where there's like, seriously, 3, 4, 5, I don't know how many, big giant gym guys, like fucking huge guys, right? And they've all got this rope and they're tugging for all they're worth. And these are big fuckers, right? And there's this like lioness on the other side, one lioness, and she's just dug in and she's dragging them. And she's like, she doesn't even look like she's trying.
Dude, that's the thing is they're like what? Like 300 or 400 pounds. And then you make it fight you, right? So it's not just that it's 300 or 400 pounds of animal. It's 300 or 400 pounds of muscle pushing away from you.
Every part of that thing was designed to be strong. Oh. And all we're designed to do is go to MIT and launch rockets to Mars. That's what we're supposed to do.
And vote for the worst candidate sometimes. Jesus fucking Christ.
Stories from the Independent.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Florida man sneezes his intestines out of his body at restaurant. So I read this to Haley and she's like, that's you. That's kind of, because when I sneeze, I am known. I sneeze a lot. I sneeze for no reason. And I sneeze like 10, 11 times in a row. So as soon as I read this to her, she's like, that's you. That's 100% you. This guy went out to dinner to celebrate getting his staples removed after this is so sad. He had cancer surgery. They removed his fucking bladder. He had his staples removed that day. And he told his wife, he's like, let's go out and celebrate. I'm doing a lot better. He goes out to the restaurant, sneezes, coughs, and basically shits his own intestines into his shirt.
He disembowels himself. And he's sitting there. I wonder if he looked down and he's like, well, cool, I could fit more now.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Order the dessert. Bring the dessert.
Yeah. Cecil, so this happens to you, right? You're sitting at the diner. You're sitting at the counter. This is how it happens. You sneeze. You're like, oh, something wet. You look down. Those are your intestines. They're outside your body. Now, you've been eviscerated. Mm-hmm. You've got to call an ambulance.
You finish the food.
You finish the food. Thank you.
Yeah, you finish.
Thank you.
I knew what you were going to ask.
The ambulance is going to take some time.
It's going to be a while.
It's going to get cold if you don't eat it.
You eat, drink, be merry, you know? And then you go to the hospital and you have them, like a fucking magician, stuff those things back in.
Yeah, just poke them in there. Whatever. Get a stapler out.
It's just like, what the fuck happened now? What now? You did what now? That shouldn't have happened to you. You should be out just eating and then sneezing. Then what? What? What now?
You got William Wallace, man.
Fucking what? That's insanity. I was incredulous. I was staring at my screen. I was like, that didn't happen. That couldn't have happened.
I told Haley, I was like, if I ever see my own intestines, I want to die immediately. I never want to see my intestines, man.
At that point, you're just like, all right, I'm in.
There's no way you've had a good day, right? If you see your own intestines, it's the worst day ever.
It really is the worst day
ever. You can't have a worse day than that.
It's the worst day, yeah.
That's it. And I'm not talking about, like, watching your colonoscopy. I'm talking about, like, your intestines are out. It's like, oh, if you eat your meal, do you watch them go through your intestines? Because you kind of.
You're like, oh, that's what that taco looks like. Oh, dude, when I got a colonoscopy, that fucking drugs they make you do is insanity. Like, they walk up and they say, yeah, we're going to give you a little bit of something to, like, numb you now. So they give you a little bit of something. They put it in your IV or whatever. And then you walk over and he's like, all right, I'm going to give you a little bit of drugs here. He's like, it's going to sting a little. And then he starts it. He's like, I'm starting now. I'm like, oh, that does sting. It was that instantaneous. And then they bring me over to the fucking, they start to wake me up, right? And she says, are you awake? And I said, yeah, I'm awake. I'm here. And then she said, because you were being a little combative. And I was like, I didn't even know. It's so weird to have somebody say, yeah, you know, your brain, the part that's you that remembers all the stuff about you, that part wasn't on.
Right.
But we still had a conversation with you.
That's super weird.
That's so fucking weird, man.
Because part of you is like, you didn't have a conversation with me. You had a conversation with the ghost in the machine. And I don't like that.
That is like talking for me. And I'm, whoa, 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 whoa. Please don't ever do that. Don't do that for me again. If she would have never told me that, I would have been so content for the rest of my life. I was, as soon as I was laying there, I was like, I didn't do that. What the fuck? I was like, God damn, that's going to fuck with me. That's going to be a brain fuck for the rest of my life that I had a conversation that I didn't have.
That's it. Like, you're just, when I had my back surgery, I felt this, like, they wheeled me into the room and they're like, okay, so we're going to, like, same thing. Like, we're going to help you relax or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm awake now and I had back surgery.
It was like that.
And I was like, what in the shit? Like, you just get turned all the way off.
Shut you off, man.
And then somebody turns you all the way back on again. And it's like, that's dying.
Well,
that's what dying is.
But the Twilight stuff that they do to you.
So I haven't done Twilight yet. I've done full fuck off, fuck off.
That Twilight stuff is exactly the same thing. Except for, in this case, the guy said it's way safer than regular anesthesia. The guy was talking to me. He's like, it's so much safer. He's like, because, you know, we can shut your brain off and it doesn't, like, shut any of the important shit down that makes you go. It just shuts your consciousness off. And he's like, so it's going to be real easy. Because the doctor was telling me all this beforehand. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. I'm like, I don't care, whatever. Just put it in there. Right. And then as soon as they were done and the nurse told me, I was like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, man. I was more nervous about, like, getting turned off and turned on again than I was about the actual, like, spinal surgery.
I bet.
I'm like, you guys have that unlocked.
Yeah, no, they know what's up. Yeah.
I don't like that you can turn my brain off and on again.
I don't like that either.
Like, that's the me part of me.
What do you think? And have you ever had a weird anesthesia experience? Let us know.
All right, so this one comes from The Guardian. They're out of control. Flock of 100 feral chickens torments village.
I wonder if they come up to the doors of people and they're like, put your babies in this carton.
when the chickens fight back.
They're in Norfolk.
Norfolk.
It says birds are destroying their gardens while food left out for them is attracting rats. rats. Now they've got to deal with the rats.
There's so many levels of problem here.
They're going to have, first they're going to have to get a fly. Then they got to get a spider.
That's how it feels.
It's the whole thing.
Cecil, couldn't this entire problem be solved with buffalo sauce, though?
I feel like.
I mean, isn't it pretty simple to not have a chicken problem?
I won't say that what you need is a cat, because chickens are fucking big, man. They're big animals. Yeah. They're pretty big. They can get big. But I will say, like, one fox, and you don't have a chicken problem anymore.
Or, like, some panko.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't have a chicken
you
problem
You got a
anymore.
Little peanut oil. You're good.
I feel like this is a problem that solves itself.
All right. Well, let's tune it down a little.
Okay.
Well,
this story is just a giant what the fuck. What the fuck? This is from Sky News. West Virginia white couple alleged to have kept 5 adopted black children locked in the barn and used as slaves. These guys, first of all, look like the kind of white people that would have children locked in a barn and kept as slaves.
When you see the picture of them, and there's nothing to say about like how they look. Like, I'm not making fun of how they look. I'm just saying that they look like a type of person.
Yes.
They look like a person who, when they go around to the neighbors and they say, do you believe that they had people in their fucking basement hidden? And everybody was like, yeah, no, I totally believe it. Yeah, 100%. No, absolutely. Barbara and Bill, fucking for sure.
Sure.
If they didn't have kids in there, I would be surprised. This story is really genuinely horrifying. This is one of those things, though, that like, you know, this is why we need a good social safety net. This is why we need good government. This is why we need more funding for these programs to make sure these kids are safe.
Yes.
What we need is more. We don't need less, right? Less gets you cutting corners. Less gets you people that aren't qualified or that are terrible people having these children. Instead, you need more. And then you need more incentive, right? Because that's one of the things that happens with foster children is they wind up getting something for it too. They get a little bit of assistance from the government. Right. That's what foster children, they help those people out. So there's an opportunity for somebody to care for the child, but then also get a little help with raising that child. There just needs to be more incentive on that end so that more people and more qualified people will be like, yes, just like fucking teachers, man.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you need incentive behind it so that you get more people who want to do it.
And you get the right people to do it. We need some checks and balances here, right? Because the social workers in this country are so overworked. These people have stacks on stacks on stacks of cases that they've got to work. And once a child's adopted out, there's often no follow-up after a certain period of time with any kind of social work. And depends on the type of adoption, there might not be any follow-up at all. So these are like really at-risk people. Like these kids are really, really at-risk people. And we have like essentially no checks and balances to these to these systems that are long-term and are well-funded and are well-staffed. And this kind of abuse is unfortunately way too possible.
Tom, I put this one in here for you.
I know you did, Cecil.
I put this one in here for you because sometimes you need a little bit of good news.
Bacon ice cream and nugget overload sees misfiring McDonald's AI withdrawn. McDonald's is removing artificial intelligence-powered ordering technology from its drive-thru restaurants in the U.S. after customers shared its comical mishaps online.
Have you used it?
I have not.
I have one time.
Really? How did you know?
Because it says it is. It announces that it is.
Oh.
It says that this is an AI that's going to take your order here. And then I just said what I wanted and it took my order.
Any problems?
There was no problems with me, but I have a real simple order.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You know, like I don't like pickles on my sandwich. So I just say no pickles. And then that's it. And then it was good. It was okay with that.
Right. Right.
I didn't try to get anything crazy. And I think when you try to shift off script,
it does not know what to happen. From what I'm to understand from this article, what the AI system really wants is to put bacon on your ice cream. And this was a moment, Cecil, where I have to admit, the AI knows best.
Have you ever had bacon ice cream?
Yeah, I've had bacon ice cream. Yeah, it's so I've made bacon ice cream.
I want to tell
candied you. Bacon and ice cream?
Outstanding.
So good.
I want to tell a story. So we go to ReasonCon and we're at ReasonCon and I'm hanging out. I was at a table. I think it was the table where they were doing the banquet. And you and I were at the table with like Eli and them.
Oh yeah, okay.
And there was a big, they had like a presentation that they showed on a screen and a couple people had left the room
And I was sitting there and one of our listeners comes up and says, hey, Cecil, can I offer you a donut? And I said, sure. And he said, why don't you try one of these bacon donuts? So you had a bacon maple donut.
Fuck yeah.
From one of these local North Carolina places. And he let me try it and I ate it. I was like, this could be one of the better donuts I've had in my life. Now, the best donut I ever had was in the Barcelona airport, but this is probably top five easy. It was that good. And I remember I called you over because I think you got it, either got a taste of it or bought something. But he brought a whole like half dozen for us. Mm-hmm. And you and I were just like pounding
them
all over there
because
they were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
Outstanding.
And bacon can be an amazing flavoring agent for things that are savory, but then also things that are sweet.
Yeah. I think McDonald's AI here, maybe, and I can't believe I'm saying this, maybe we should listen. Because here are the mistakes it made. One, it wanted to put bacon and ice cream real bad. It made this mistake a lot. We should listen to
it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Two, it wanted you to get more chicken nuggets. I don't know about you, but on the rare occasions I've had chicken nuggets, I've never been like, couldn't eat another chicken nugget. When instead I'm like, I'm out of chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
That's how I know I'm done.
I haven't had nuggets since I was.
It's been a long, long time.
It's been a long time. I don't know that I could eat a nugget.
I actually have not ordered nuggets on purpose. I think they're really greasy.
I don't think I could order a nugget. I haven't had a nugget in, God, it's got to be 25 years.
We got to get chicken nuggets now. We got to try them. We got to try them.
They're made of like the chopped up shit, right?
Oh,
they're
sure.
They're not like, it's not like a tender where there's like this.
Where it's identifiable?
Identifiable. You could be like, that came from here on the chicken whatever.
When you're eating a chicken, McDonald's chicken nugget, I'm fairly certain in one bite you're eating like 4,000 to 5,000 chicken pieces. I think
they went to that village in whatever in Norfolk and they just collect them all. They stuff them into one nugget. Yeah. They put 100 chickens in a press and it goes,
yes.
And then you get one.
My favorite thing, because I think there's two favorite food things I have that remind me, the nuggets remind me of. I feel like it's the most disrespectful, hilarious thing ever when you make a chicken nugget shaped like a dinosaur. I love the idea of shaping one animal into another animal.
It's great.
I just think it's like, yeah, we killed you and then we shaped you into something cooler and then ate it. I also love when you take a crab and you serve it in its own carcass. Like you take it, its body becomes a display.
I want to go like that. I want to go like that. 100%.
Carve me out.
100%.
Scoop me out the middle. Fill me up like a crab.
Toss me with like a Mornay sauce and just put me right back in there.
Looks so funny to be
that's how I wanna go.
We used its cadaver as a bowl.
That's how
as a presentation dish. It's so fucked up.
I will say that this is an example of, you know how they always say like AI is going to be the thing that creates the revolution for certain things.
Yeah.
So they say, we're going to feed into it all the data we have on this thing and that'll come up with a brand new solution for the thing. It did that with bacon ice cream.
It did.
I mean, it did that.
It knows us better than we know ourselves.
We are going to put you, I'm going to just let me do this. Let me rework your menu. I'm going to make it's not just going to be a 6, a 10, and a 20 piece. It's going to be a 6, 10, 20, and a 15,000 piece. And then bacon ice cream.
Maybe I've read some articles about the possibility of AI, online AI therapists, which, by the way, sounds terrible, but I've read some articles about it. What if the ordering system and the therapy system got their wires crossed? Here, you pull up to the thing and it's like, you seem sad. Maybe some bacon ice cream.
Would you like some bacon ice cream?
Maybe
and
some bacon
or a
ice
1,000 nuggets.
All right, this story comes from Katutu ABC. Katutu. Dead whale on Oregon beach will not be blown up. History is not repeating itself.
Fine.
One
stupid.
Of the first viral videos ever.
Yeah, it's really genuinely, if you've seen this, I'm sure you've seen this, it's the video of the explosion of a whale. They basically stuff this whale with a bunch of fucking explosives. There's a guy who's talking about it for a minute and then they can't pan the camera back and then they fucking light this whale up like they nuked it from orbit and it fucking shits its fucking rotting flesh in a giant umbrella of fucking gore over the entire beach.
It's the funniest thing because it's exactly and only what could have happened.
It's Who not, thought that was a good idea?
What did you think?
You're going to aerosolize rotting meat, and you're like, no, that's exactly what I was hoping for.
Giant chunks of whale were blown hundreds of meters, like landed on people's cars and shit. Like,
and like big chunks too.
Giant
like
chunks.
Big chunks.
This was a sperm, like in the video, it's a sperm whale. It's a big ass fucking whale. This one is a humpback whale that washes up. They're like, well, I guess we won't try to explode it. Because that would be insane.
They just put like a brick of bad black cats in it. It's not doing anything. It's kind of just moving its
tail
mouth
is
a little,
flapping.
Its tail's moving a little bit. A little bit of smoke comes out the blowhole. That's it.
I on the original video, I've always wondered, what do you think your best case scenario was? Like, did you think it would just become pink mist of like rotting pink clouds of whale juice? There's tonnages of it floating about in the sky. I can't understand how this, somebody had to propose this.
It's like an engineer. He's right. Got a blueprint. And on the back of the blueprint is like, you ever play the game Burger Time?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of them in a tree. And he's like, you're going to have to run back and forth on it, on the tree in order to drop it down.
What did you think would happen?
I don't know, man. Oh, no, bro.
It's so great.
It's so good, though, that they're like, no. We are not doing
that.
We're
not blowing it up.
We learn from our mistakes. This is the one place in America that's learned from its mistakes.
Part of me wishes they would try it again. Just like, I don't know, maybe we got unlucky.
You just goad him into it.
The first time.
You cowards.
This story comes from the Houston Chronicle, cron.com. Texas library must reinstate books with butts and farts, court says.
I want to show the picture is, the book is called I Need a New Butt. That's the best book ever.
Okay, first of all, here's what's great about this picture is this kid and he's bent over and his drawers are pretty much fallen over and his ass crack is out. But he's got rosy cheeks and rosy cheeks.
Rosy cheeks. He's got a pair of, he's got quad cheeks.
Quad cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's great.
Well, what creeps me out about this is look at this thing. Look at this picture.
Yeah.
This looks like nothing. It looks like
a little
family circus fucking cartoon. Yeah. There's nothing, right?
Right.
But they talk about it as if it's supposed to be sexual and they need to get these sexual books out. And you're like, dude, you're making a family circus cartoon sexual.
Yeah,
no one else is doing that, right? Like, nobody else but you. Maybe you need to, like, look inward, home. Like,
yeah,
this needs to be a lot of look inward moments for you.
This is like jerking off to the Love Is kids, you know? Like,
Jesus Christ.
Look, I know they're naked.
Jesus Christ.
But like, don't be weird about it. All right.
Someone's got a body pillow with the Love Is kids. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
It's the same thing.
We're off YouTube now. 100% off YouTube. Never coming back. We're done. That's it. We're fucking done. Oh, man.
People who have no idea what that is, like,
look up what
it's
the love
a comic
is.
Strip.
It's a comic book, yeah.
Comic strip.
And it was like a cutesy comic strip that had like they were adults, but they were naked.
I think they were like angels.
Yeah, they were like they were supposed to be
like cherubs or something.
Yeah, cherubs or something. And then they're like, love is making her chicken soup or something.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just like, adorable, whatever. Homer Simpson famously describes it as, he says one point, he says, what you need is a little comic called Love Is. It's about two naked 8-year-olds that are married.
That's pretty much it,
man. Pretty much it.
That's pretty
it's
much
great.
It, bro.
It's great. Yeah, they're trying to, they're banning butts and farts, and the court's like, no, butts and farts are fine. Stop
That's
it.
Enough. Go lay down. That's enough.
Bring the farts back.
Oh, man.
You can take my life, but you'll never take my farts.
Flatulence.
I'm reading this whole article. Okay, it's from Yahoo News. Anti-woke water becomes a hit for conservatives who brag about the unapologetic drink. Oh, there's a video.
Okay, so let's
see. Oh, we should watch this. So I didn't watch this because I read this.
All right, so we're going to watch this video. Now, when you hear the echo, you are hearing it's being played on a TV at like a rally. So what we're hearing is the people at the convention's view of this. They're showing the video, but we're not hearing the actual sound of the video. So while you watch it and hear it,
Understand that it's being played in an auditorium.
Choice of water can make a statement. What if it could symbolize your commitment to values like freedom, individuality, and self-reliance? Freedom to owe water isn't just about what's inside the bottle. It's about the message it sends with every sip. With labels like, this water isn't free, but your speech is, it's not just refreshing, it's rebellious, and it's unapologetic to drink this in public. Can you freaking believe it? But that's where we are. It's a reminder that even the most ordinary acts, like taking a sip of water, can be infused with meaning and purpose. By choosing to drink Freedom 2.0, you're not just choosing a brand, you're choosing to stand up for what you believe in. Try Freedom 2.0 and tag me in your Instagram story for a repost. Hold on, drink break.
Tom?
Cecil.
Isn't there a movie where they have like some sort of like Brando, the thirst quencher or whatever?
Idiocracy, man. Yeah.
There's like a movie, like we are.
We're there.
When did we, I know when we slipped in. I'm not even going to, I don't even
we know.
Have to answer.
Look, I know you know this,
drinking
but like.
Freedom water.
The costume designers for Idiocracy needed shoes that would look particularly stupid for Idiocracy. And they had a low budget for the costumes, a low budget movie. And they found a fledgling company on like Kickstarter selling these really ugly shoes. And they bought a whole bunch of them. And if you watch that movie, they're all wearing the same shoes. And the shoes they're wearing are fucking Crocs, man. Mm-hmm. We are in Croc land right now. Those are the shoes from Idiocracy because it's that stupid. This is like fucking Brando. It's got what plants crave, right? This is like we're putting electrolytes in the fucking soil. Freedom 2.0.
Dude, this is such a grifter.
It's the griftiest grift. I love how dumb these guys
are. And they're just looking you in the face and they're like, so you're going to buy this, right, stupid? You're so fucking stupid. You're going to buy this, right? And look at what it's doing is it's showing all the people you don't like that you don't like them.
Yeah.
That's what it's doing.
Because and incidentally, it's like $3 a bottle. And it's called Freedom 2.0. And I'm going to read some of their slogan. Their slogan, this is so insane. They know what they're doing.
Oh, they 100% know what they're doing.
They 100% know what they're doing. So their water isn't free, but your speech is like on their bottle, right? So that's the marketing. Because it's not free. It's fucking expensive water. I know.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking insane. So scroll down a little bit because there's a few pieces from this that I've just got to read. Yeah, a 12-pack of 16... ounce bottles cost $21, right? It's not just refreshing, it's rebellious.
That's a couple and it's, bucks a fucking bottle, yeah,
for
man.
Fucking water, dude. And you know also,
totally, but still close.
This is basically like most bottled water is tap water.
Yeah.
Like almost all bottled water is municipal water that companies like Nestle just bottle up. It's just municipal water.
Just buy a bottle of it and then just refill the bottle from your tap at home.
You're not getting anything but fucking your own drinking water sold back to you at a fucking exorbitant. Look, it's so fucking insane. So you heard her say all this nonsense. It's about the message it sends with every sip. What are you talking about? The article says it's never made clear why drinking Freedom 2.0 in public would be rebellious or how the water is anti-woke because it's not. Then there's an animated graphic, and this is the best thing, to inviting consumers to quote, and if somebody can explain to me what this means, I'll give you $5,000 cash on the spot. Speak your thirst, protect the first. Speak your thirst, that is nothing. Speak your thirst. What could that mean? Speak your thirst.
I don't know, bro. I don't know, but could you imagine the fucking pretentious, shitty asshole conservative that you know that's drinking this, that is trying to get you to notice their bottle for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
They're turning it. They're setting it closer to you on the table. They're like turning the label. Like, oh, they're like fingering the O on O, H2O or whatever. They're 100% going to do everything they can to make sure you see that they are drinking this so you could be triggered. When you just be like, dude, you're the asshole who spent $4 on that bottle
right.
of water.
Okay. But if I was a right-wing grifter, my very first thought is, why am I not selling water labeled liberal tears?
Yeah.
That's better.
It's better.
That's better than Freedom 2.0. You're emphasizing the dumb.
So much better.
Liberal tears.
Liberal tears.
That actually is a little good. Like, that's actually kind of good, right? That's a fucking straight good idea.
Yeah.
You guys owe it to me. If somebody goes out there and sells it, you owe me a royalty.
Just a little royalty.
You owe me a little royalty on it. But yeah, speak your thirst, protect the first. Literally means nothing. I can't. The water also, by the way, is advertised as having a frequency of 432 hertz.
That is absolutely necessary. You have to have something on it.
I love the seriousness when you launched into this for a second.
Anywhere. I can do it. No, but genuinely, one of the reasons why they're going to buy it is you got to tell them it's something, right?
Yeah, right.
Because if not, they're just being built out of $4 for a regular old water, Tom. You got to tell them there's something in it.
Fucking, I hope this feels like a Cybertruck, right? Like I want to see it in the wild.
This feels
so
like,
I can laugh at it
do
in the
you know
wild.
That fucking. Grifter, that Candace Owens who tried to make her own phone.
Ah, yes! The America phone America or whatever it was phone. Called.
And freedom
it was made
phone.
In China. It was a freedom phone. You could put freedom on anything.
Dude, man. I'm
freedom cock cages.
I'm telling you. But it's a cock
shut
cage.
Up. Freedom. Speak your dick. It's, protect it's, the second or whatever.
It's controlling your cock, though. It's not freedom. Like, it's... Specifically not. It's anti-freedom. No, but like I'm telling everybody who happens to have a lot of capital and money to burn and can jump into one of these industries, you can fucking make a killing off these people. They are so fucking dumb. You could just roll in the cash.
You
literally roll.
You're
selling like
Walter
bald
eagle
White.
Water, man.
You're Walter White laying on a pallet of cash after you sell your fucking freedom
God,
water to
if
them.
If I could just sell my soul first, and then I could right-wing grift. I would love to right-wing grift.
Man, it'd be so easy to trick.
It would be
people.
So easy.
It's so easy,
look,
dude.
Look, fucking Rudy Giuliani's selling, like, his coffee.
His coffee.
Trump is selling a Bible with a Declaration of Independence shoved up its ass.
You want to talk about somebody who's going to lose their balls by drinking coffee? It's Rudy Giuliani.
He would. If he shits, it comes out his forehead now.
It just
leaks shit out of his head.
He just grabs like a little bit of Charmin and he's wiping his forehead.
Oh, right, God.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for our funny show this week. Happy 4th of July.
America.
Your freedom and
hey,
your water.
If there's any fires from the fireworks, put them out with put Freedom 2.0.
It's got a frequency. It could probably
be fine.
It'd be fine.
Fine.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. We'll see you guys on Monday. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards,
whipped cream, cherries,
nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.